Hello, and welcome to the December podcast. Yes, December already! Thank you, Cecil. It seems I often start these days by apologising for being behind and making some excuse. Well, no more. No excuses this month for being behind of everything. I just am so there. Having said this, parts 1, 2 and 3 of The Railway Children are now on the website. To enable me to have the mousetrap ready for Christmas, however, I shall need to pause The Railway Children until the new year. You may notice, actually, that part 3 of The Railway Children has a few extraneous noises and a different timbre. The reason for this, it was not recorded in the MJAM studios. It was recorded in more primitive conditions, using a laptop, which I hate to use when editing as well. Very fiddly. I have now read Three Blind Mice, the book upon which The Mousetrap is based, and from what I remember of seeing The Mousetrap years ago in the early 1970s, from what I can remember, it seems pretty faithful to it, so I think The Mousetrap is quite closely based on Three Blind Mice, and in reading Three Blind Mice, it reminded me of things I'd forgotten about the play. Mousetrap should be recorded back at base, fingers crossed, even if I do end up doing the editing somewhere else and have to laptop it. A new comedy went on YouTube. I spoke in inverted commas there. Hopefully you didn't laugh in inverted commas. It's now on the comedy page of the website as promised, as well as on the YouTube channel. It's not the new episode of Isabel, as I'd promised you. I'm still working on that. It involves geese, so you can draw your own conclusions. And I'd like to bid a big welcome to new members of the Story Club, who must already be wondering what they've let themselves in for. I hope you're finding your way around. The website is still under construction following the deletion of my old YouTube channel. It is under appeal, and I have had some recent correspondence regarding it, but it doesn't seem to be getting anywhere. However, I'm keeping at it. The webpage is nearly now as I would want it to be anyway. Just a few more tweaks. I've begun restoring the next Merlin episode for the Hollow Hills, but I'm afraid my time is so short and the work long. But the next episode, part 10, should be in the folders very soon. I'm not going to put them on the webpage at the moment. There are some there, but I'm not going to continue doing that because they take up a lot of website space. So you can always find them via the contents page or videos button in the relevant folders. That episode 10 should be there at the middle of next week, latest. Thank you all for your support, which has come in many ways and is much appreciated. It's good to know you're out there still listening to me. I'm sorry I have been a bit distracted lately, I keep saying it, but I should be back on track soon.
Time for the stats. Time for the stats. What time is the stats? What time is the stats? Time for the stats. 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 Stats.
Good grief. Is it that time already? Well, let's have a quick look at them and see if I can make any sense of them this time. Apparently 437 people have looked at the webpage this month. That's November. That doesn't mean that people have all logged on. It could be passing traffic or just the same person 437 times. 427 have visited the comments page, so 10 obviously didn't bother. 88 people have accessed the latest video page, so I assume that means they've been listening to The Railway Children. Excellent, thank you very much. 76 people have visited Whimsy. How annoying that is that I've lost one of those Whimsy stories, the first one. Really annoyed about that. I did think I had a copy somewhere, and I still feel I've got a copy somewhere, but I can't find the wretched thing. Oh well, maybe better news soon on that. Would you like another Whimsy story? Obviously it won't be until we've finished The Railway Children, so we're talking about a few months into 2024. That sounds so far away. Yet it's not. Let me know in the usual manner. 52 people have considered sending me contact forms, and I know at least half a dozen did. 44 people have visited the Agatha Christie stories, 33 of those going to the Miss Marple pages. I assume the others went to the Hercule Poirot stories, but it doesn't say that. Maybe they listened to the standalone stories. And 30 people listened or went to Watership Down. I'm glad about that. Do you know, Watership Down took ages to record, and I hope I did a reasonable job on it. And yet it was only on YouTube for a couple of months, getting lots of views too when my channel was taken away. So I hope that people are finding it here and enjoying it. Well, that's the stats for you. Is there anything else I need to say? I don't think there is, you know. Some Decembers I try to make a bit of a fun seasonal podcast. I'm afraid this isn't it. This is pretty much bare facts, as Mr. Gradgrind might say. But as Christmas approaches and I get ready for the launch of Three Blind Mice, which will be a mixture of a reading and a sort of production, I think, to make it a bit more mousetrappy, there may be another little podcast to more aptly capture the mood of the festive season. Well, that's it for now. I may well have a word of your game before Christmas, as I say. Do catch up on the Railway Children, and remember that there are still some things in the folders that aren't on the website, but I am working on that. Hello? Miss Troplekov? I'm not sure when I'll be back in the studios, no. Well, that's very kind. A Merry Christmas to you too. It's a little early yet. You've knitted me a what? Oh. Yes, I will have a pair. I'm not sure one normally has a pair of scarves, though. Ah, it's because the neck gets colder, depending on the type of weather. That's true. Being a vocal artiste, you see, one needs to keep the throat securely bound. Well, that's just about it for now, but I'll be back again before Christmas with a few little extra messages. Until then, goodbye. I was hoping for a bobble hat.